Listening Library presents Everything is Fine by Andy Ellis. Read for you by Carrington McDuffie. Norma. On my street, a white van drives by, and then a red car, and I know the lady in the red car. Her name is Norma, and she is big. Big. But I don't look at all her fat. I look at her face, like when she came over to give Mom a bill that had gotten in her mailbox by mistake and said, "So how are you, young lady?" I said, "I'm fine," and I smiled. Then we stood there. I scraped some mud off the metal plate on the doorframe with my fingernail. She stood there. "How's your mother?" "Okay." "Really okay?" "Yeah." That's when I looked at Norma's face again, and she had a gigantic mole that I hadn't really had time to look at closely before. There was a hair in it. "Does she need anything?" "Nope." The hair was long, but not that long, because I hadn't noticed it before, and it was blackish brown like Norma's hairball head. "Can I come in and see her?" Silence. "No. No, you cannot see my mom. No, you can't, you fat, fat lady with a red car and no cats." "I don't think so," I said. And instead of saying, "Oh, that's all right, I'll come over later," Norma put her hand on my cheek. It took up almost my entire face. "Poor, poor thing. You poor, dear little thing." Her hand was hot and wet and smelled like Oreos or honey.